One of my favorite young artists in our world of jazz today is the man sitting next to me, Brother Luther Allison. Luther, welcome to the Rochester.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Luther, what inspired you to get into the music and choose jazz as your vehicle of artistic expression?
Yeah, I guess it started early. My parents put me in music lessons because I just was always hitting things when I was in school, making beats on the desk, and I took a lot of interest in my toy instruments that I had when I was a toddler. So they put me in lessons, and I guess jazz kind of came through listening to what my parents were checking out. So my dad was listening to a lot of R&B, a lot of soul, a lot of smooth jazz, a lot of jazz, more traditional jazz. And so it just kind of stuck with me ever since I can remember.
So for folks who are just getting to know you, where you're from?
Born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow. You're a Hornet, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hornets fan all the way, all the way. Carolina Panthers, everybody. Hurricanes, Carolina Hurricanes.
You're all in.
Yes, I'm all in.
So you believe the 704.
Oh, that's right. You already know. 704, all the way.
Speaking of Luther Allison. So, Luther, so talk about the ride you've been on with Samara Joy, and how were you selected to join the band, and what's it been for you from your perspective in terms of working, traveling, playing, hanging out, living the life?
Yeah, sure. So it started when I actually noticed she had followed me on Instagram. So I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. I'd already been following her and checking out her music. And that night, her manager, Matt Pearson, sent me an email. And he said, hey, are you available for these dates in November? So I said, yeah, sure, I'd love to play. And so I ended up playing, I think, all of the gigs that they had in November. And we had an amazing time. I really enjoyed it. I think at that time, she was cycling through a bunch of different pianists. So I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, okay, this will be a cool opportunity to play and to learn from everybody. And I think she did her family tour for Christmas right after in December. And then at the end of December, he emailed me back and was like, here's everything for like the next 5 or 6 months or so. And so the rest was history from that point. And it's just been a beautiful ride getting to play with somebody like Samara, who is such an incredible vocalist, but also just a great person. Everybody in the band is just so easy to work with. It's a beautiful environment to learn and to grow in. I mean, we're all checking out music constantly. So I'm always getting hip to new music that Evan's listening to, or Mikey's listening to, or Samara's listening to. So I've loved it the last, I think it's been maybe 7 or 8 months I've been in the band now. It's been beautiful.
Now you got your own thing coming soon. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I actually just recorded my first album with Positone Records, yet to be titled. We just recorded it a few weeks ago. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon. Super excited because I did some work with Positone as a sideman, with Michael Dees, with Diego Rivera, with Marcus Howell, several other artists. So definitely excited for this project to drop. This is going to be my debut album, so looking forward to it.
Can't wait to check it out. Luther, so proud of you, and you're really taking jazz further with your approach, so thank you for doing it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.